Well, Terry Callaway surprised more than a few people in October when he announced that he would step down come August. Callaway has been the president of Johnson County Community College for 5 years. He's the college's fourth president. Why is he leaving? We're about to find out as Terry Callaway joins us here this morning. And nice to have you here, Terry.
Nice to be with you, Steve. Thank you for the invitation.
So why did you decide to step away after only 5 years? Because you took a whole lot of people by surprise.
Well, for me, it was really about a family issue. I have elderly parents who, you know, very dear to us, and also a sister who's had some health issues. My parents are 87, 88, and live in Cleveland. And so we just decided it was kind of one of those things for us that was an important thing to do. And
the bell began to ring.
The bell began to ring, and it's time that you really can't get back with family. And so for us, it's about that. You know, we do plan to stay here, though, locally in Kansas City and commute back and forth to Cleveland. Kansas City's become our home.
How difficult is it for you to step away at this point? So much going on out of the college, lots of successes. How difficult is it to step away from all that?
It's a great question, Steve. You know, it's actually easier to stay than it would be to leave. But the college is in a great position. You know, we've got a tremendous board, we've got outstanding faculty, and we're getting a good financial position as our institution has been for years. And so, you know, I plan to continue to be the biggest cheerleader Johnson County Community College has ever had. But I think this is one of those things that's really right for my wife, for myself, and for our family. And it is tough.
You know, when you told the board, when you told community leaders, I'm wondering what kinds of reactions you got. Because, again, I know you caught a lot of people by surprise.
Well, people have been very kind. I know a lot of folks who are close to us, who we've interacted with since I've been here at Johnson County, who are aware of the family situation we had, are not really that surprised at all.
Mm-hmm.
But folks who don't know me as closely and personally are probably more particularly surprised. But, you know, again, for us, this is the right decision. And the college is in such a great place. I feel like, you know, we're in a place where we can kind of turn the reins over to someone and they're going to take us to the stratosphere.
You know, it's such an interesting place because so many people probably don't realize that Johnson County Community College is the state's largest, I want to underscore that word, largest undergraduate institution with more than 44,000 students enrolled in credit and continuing ed classes each semester. I gather that number is only going up.
Correct. In fact, we've gone up about 8 or 9% over the last couple of years. We do think we're going to be a little bit flat this term with the economy improving a little bit. Folks who are coming back to school or thinking about it are now going back to work, which is good news for our community.
Mm-hmm.
But we are continuing to grow. And part of what we're seeing now is a growth in our workforce development area as compared to, say, maybe our degree program. So folks coming back for some training or maybe companies sending folks our way for training. So one way or the other, we're going to keep busy.
So to what extent, Terry Callaway, is the health of the economy, the regional economy, reflected in the enrollment numbers at Johnson County Community College? Because you can tell a whole lot just based on what you're saying here on how the economy is doing based on what your enrollment is these
sure.
days.
Well, I think, you know, historically, not only at our college but also around the country, community college enrollments have tended to follow employment patterns.
Yeah.
And so we have seen some of that growth, we think, because of the economy. On the other hand, I think you're only as good as what you let happen to yourselves. And so part of what I've tried to say at our college is let's not let the economic environment, whether it's positive or negative, negatively impact the service we provide to our employers. Our job is talent development.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's from a credit degree perspective for students who are looking to start with us and move into the workplace or go on with their degree program, or whether they're looking to come to us to retool, retrain, and prepare for the workforce, that's our job.
You know, there's what you just said strikes me as interesting. There's such a sense of practicality embedded in the whole idea of community colleges, whether it's yours or so many others around the country. You guys really are there to serve the community and help train workers who can step into jobs right in your immediate area, right?
Well, and I think regionally. The role that we play, I think, as community colleges is to be the nimble economic development engine for our community. And if we're not doing that, then we're not doing our job as well as we can and should. And whether that's Johnson County or the greater Kansas City region, we've got several really outstanding community colleges with KCK Community
sure.
College and also Metropolitan,
sure.
Truly outstanding community colleges. I think collectively the three community colleges have done a great job, but we have to continue to push ourselves too and not just be satisfied with the work we've done.
We're visiting with Terry Calloway. He's the outgoing president of Johnson County Community Colleges. So I'm wondering, Terry, which classes are your fastest growing that are coming up in enrollment the most quickly? What are you seeing in terms of the trends out there? What's hot at JCCC right now?
Culinary is really hot. Allied yeah. health programs, particularly nursing. Certainly our business programs are continuing to grow. We're seeing a lot of folks talk to us about career and technical areas. It was interesting. Just yesterday I was reading in the paper, one of our community college publications, about the significant growth in building trades and mm-hmm. opportunities there. And so one of the things that we're exploring as we speak are ways that we might be able to be more involved in helping with that industry as it's now growing back again. Folks left the building trades when the economy kind of dipped
yeah.
and the real estate market dipped. And so now we're looking at, are there ways that we can help be a part of kickstarting that too? So
you mentioned culinary. Why is culinary hot?
Well, if you go out in almost any part of greater Kansas City, we have great restaurants here. We have outstanding country clubs and all of those areas, all of those opportunities, which, by the way, are great economic development opportunities for our community. You need an executive chef. You need folks who can work in that hospitality industry. And it's been an area that's continued to grow in greater Kansas City. If you go to any of the fine dining establishments, I will promise you, you'll find a Johnson County grad there.
Mm-hmm.
It may be as an executive chef or a sous chef or maybe just an intern, but we have a lot of folks doing that. There are a lot of foodies in greater Kansas City. And I think also the whole advent of food, being so involved on TV
mm-hmm.
as well, things that happen also on the radio, conversations around health and
childhood
obesity and all that. And so all of what we do, I think, is around how we can eat healthier, how we can be a part of helping change that. And that's what our college does, is prepare people for those kinds of jobs.
And tell us what Johnson County Community College is doing in the culinary world, because it's a huge focus, construction going on. What are you doing out there to emphasize culinary?
Well, we actually are in the process of constructing a new culinary academy on our campus.
Wow.
If you drive by the campus, you'll see the steel has come up out of the ground, and our plan is to cut the ribbon on that new building, our new culinary academy, around the first part of August. And we will have literally a state-of-the-art facility for not only our existing students. We have about 700 students who are in that program.
700?
700. It's the largest apprentice program in the country and one of the most successful. And so part of what we're doing is helping prepare for the future with that program. We're paying for that building with cash. We've planned out the plan for that building. A significant amount of support from a lot of local investors and local supporters of the college, most particularly Dave and Kathy Weisong.
Former state senator. Great guy.
And they always said that our culinary program is like what would have been our football team. We don't have a football team, but that's it for us. And it is one of our signature programs. And so it was time for us to get them into the right kind of facility. And then we'll repurpose some of those spaces for general education classrooms and the like.
What's going to be in a facility like that, Terry? I mean, what does it house? What's a culinary center all about?
We'll have a major culinary theater, similar to if you've ever watched Iron Chef or if you've heard about the Iron Chef show. We will have a
– Why?
Well, because part of what we plan to do is to have a through our own college television cable network, we're going to be producing some shows around healthy eating, sustainable ways of buying local, grow local, buy local kinds of foods.
Yeah. Trends right now.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so doing things, doing programs, providing both regular degree programs but also continuing ed for folks who might be interested in that kind of work. And again, ways that we might be able to support helping your family become healthier and developing programs and training for folk who might be interested in those kinds of things.
I mean, what kinds of focus points are there in a culinary program? Like what can you study?
Anything from how to start your own restaurant, you know, and be the executive chef at that restaurant, to someone who would be in the hospitality and tourism industry, to you know, an individual who again wants to go into you know, being an entrepreneur and yeah. and becoming one of our local business owners. So we train people on not only how to do the technical side of cooking, but then also the business side, the marketing side, the entrepreneurial side of
which
building
in some
a business.
Ways is the tougher nut to crack in that business, I
right.
think.
Right. And, you know, helping people grow their wealth. And part of what we're looking at is how do you help grow businesses? How do you help grow, you know, talent in that arena? So we think it's a great opportunity for our community and for our students.
Terry Calloway is our guest. He's the outgoing president of Johnson County Community College. If you want to join our conversation, you're always welcome to do so. 816-235-2888 is our phone number. Our email up-to-date at kcur.org or go to KCUR's Facebook page. A listener just called in. Terry, does their culinary program have a restaurant that the public can dine in?
Today we do have a restaurant on the campus, but it's not open to the public.
Is that going to change?
But that will change in the new culinary center. Hmm. Individuals will be able to come in, and we will actually have a restaurant right there in the middle of the facility, and we're excited about that. And our students will be working there along with our faculty, and we'll also have a bakery, so you'd be able to come in on Fridays and purchase a cake if you want or some other kinds of pastries. For your weekend.
So to what extent will that food, will the customers be guinea pigs, and to what extent will they be enjoying fine dining?
It's closer
we'll
to
wait
the,
and find out, right?
Well, it's closer to the fine dining. Having experienced on campus, you know, the students, and they do everything from serving as maitre d's to doing the cooking to doing the serving. It's a full across-the-board experience for the students. It's really outstanding level quality. It's high-end restaurant level quality food.
And you said before there's nothing, no other center like it anywhere in the country.
Well, there's a couple around the country, but there won't be anything that will surpass it, is what we're seeing and hearing. There's an outstanding culinary center in Napa. And, you know, we've done some visiting around the country to some of the best culinary centers around so that we could develop one that really is conducive to the level of the program and the size of the program too. So that might be one that you would, you know, the Culinary Institute of America might be one that you kind of see as being similar to what we'll have.
Again, we're visiting with Terry Calloway, the president of Johnson County Community College. We're talking here about the Hospitality and Culinary Academy, but there's been so much else going out at Johnson County Community College in terms of construction. During your tenure, the Rainier Center opened. So did the Nerman Museum of Contemporary Art. There have been additions to the Science Building for Dental Hygiene and Emergency Medical Science and the Student Center, additional space for the bookstore. You've built the Olathe Health Education Center on the grounds of Olathe Medical Center and, of course, the Culinary Center. How have all these additions changed the campus and fulfilled needs as far as you're concerned, Terry?
What we've tried to do is we've tried to bring in new facilities but also new faculty who are specifically targeted at meeting the needs of what our employers say are necessary. And mm-hmm. so, for example, with the center in Olathe, we did a major survey of all of the healthcare providers around our region to find out what were the programs and service areas that we needed to expand and grow into. And those are the programs then that we expanded and explored through that new facility. You know, for us, buildings are bricks and mortar until you put people in them, mm-hmm. and people being students and faculty, and that's the heart and soul of a college.
Yeah.
And from our end, what we've really wanted to do is also remember that the brains of all of that whole organism are our community and our employers, and making sure that they're helping us drive what it is that we need, because it doesn't make sense to just develop programs and not have jobs for those students who come out of those programs.
So you guys are constantly in touch with the community and with employers trying to ascertain what they need, where they're headed, how you can help, if I'm hearing you right.
Correct. We have actually 80-plus industry-based advisory committees that serve
wow.
our college. We bring in CEOs and HR directors and other members of the employer community to help drive not only curriculum and keep curriculum fresh and tell us what it is that they need, you know, from students who leave our institution, but Also, to help us think about new programs. And, you know, colleges are great at starting programs. We're not great at retiring programs. And so part of what we've asked them also to do is help us with what are the programs that are that have run their course and are ready to maybe be retired so we can repurpose those resources. We want to be really responsive also to our taxpayer community and not just just keep adding things, but also be responsive to the, from the perspective of and not duplicating. We want to be responsive in that regard. And so we use those industry professionals to help us do the right thing.
So how much of what happens at Johnson County Community College is vocational-based versus how much is sort of traditional academic fare, English, math, science, that kind of thing?
Sure. About 55% of our programs and services are more of that kind of traditional university parallel kinds of programs where a student will be coming to us with the intention of transitioning then into a, a junior senior experience at one of our either local or regional universities. And about 45% of our programs are more terminal types of programs where someone will finish with us and move directly into the workplace. But the thing that we've really worked hard at is this whole dynamic of being a college of first choice rather than last resort. We don't believe we should be a pass-through for anyone, for a university. We believe that we are a destination, if you will. And students who come to us tend to be more likely to complete their baccalaureate degree than if they started a university, by the way. And they also tend to do better from a GPA perspective than a student who
started. Why would that be?
Well, we think it's because we build a lot of safety nets in on the front end of our programs and services so that if a student is coming to us and maybe in need of developmental math or reading or writing, we get them ready to be successful from day one. And universities, as great a job as they do, aren't set up to operate in that way. You know, we kind of say, you all come and we'll help you be successful here and then wherever you move to. Sometimes at a university, what ends up happening is someone will say, look to the right, look to the left in a classroom, and you know, by the end of the semester, there's only one of you left. That's that for us, that's not good enough. And so part of what we really do is try and create those safety nets on the front side to get people ready to be successful wherever their next step is.
Now, you just said you want JCCC to be a first choice institution. You know, it's interesting, the image of Johnson County Community College in the 25 years I've been in town is extraordinary, you know, very highly thought of, a great reputation. But what is it about community colleges just in general, Terry, where, you know, the image isn't first rate? They're sort of seen as, you know, not first choice institutions. They're seen as something else. Why is that, and why is that changing in your view?
Well, I think the reason that that happens, and it's not just, you know, kind of symptomatic of our community. It's not just a Kansas City thing. I've been in Arizona, I've been in Ohio, and really all across the country. I think that you see and hear those kinds of comments about community colleges.
Yeah.
And the reality of life is, at least I can speak for Johnson County, is we're no one's junior college. We truly are a college that when students come to us and move on then to the universities, they say later, my best experiences were at Johnson County. I had great teachers. And I think some of it is, maybe to your question, we hire, you know, for the most part, doctorally prepared faculty who love to teach. So we have discipline experts in my opinion, the most difficult discipline sometimes, teaching in the classroom, where sometimes if you go to a university, you might be dealing with a TA or a grad student.
Or professors who are spending much of their time researching instead of focusing on teaching.
Focusing on teaching. And so what we're about is teaching. We're about student success in the classroom from day one. And we have our best talent in the classroom rather than our best talent being in a research lab. And so we think that that's the reason that we see some of the results that we do. And we're very, very proud of our faculty. They really are the best of the best.
You know, there's a lot of talk about the changing face of higher ed these days. Murray Williams just had a story in The Star that talked about the growth of online education. And I'm wondering, with the high cost of higher ed, what do you see ahead for this country's colleges and universities in the years to come?
I think the online programs will always have a role in the show, if you will. But I do think that the other thing that we're seeing is that student success, whether it's in public community colleges or universities or private colleges and universities, the student success patterns don't tend to be anywhere near as strong as the student success patterns and the mastery of learning that happen in a face-to-face classroom or a classroom that may be supported by other kinds of technologies. I think that there are other business models that higher education might need to look at, and the community colleges seem, you know, our college, but I think also others in the area, I think have a tremendous business model that people have not always looked at as being maybe a different way to do business. And from the business side of doing what we do, I think there are ways that we could become much more productive and much more impactful. We just have to look at the community colleges in a different way than maybe we did in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
I'm just wondering about the ability at an institution that can be 2 years long for many students. How do you develop a sense of community at a community college when those experiences can be so fleeting?
Boy, that's a great question, and we do struggle with some of that.
That's a big issue, right?
It is a big issue, and also, you know, you look at 70% of our students work, which is different than what happens in many of the university.
So they're in the door and out the door.
That's right.
Yeah.
They come in, they take their class, they leave, they go to work.
Yeah.
And so that's tough. It's also tough to stay connected after they graduate, but it doesn't mean that we should give up trying at that. And so we've invested in a major initiative around engagement at our college to specifically make those intentional connections that you just talked about so that we can build that sense of community, but also that sense of, you know, this is the best option that our community can provide.
You know, people remember their high schools, they're 4 years long. They remember their elementary schools, they're 6 years long, but they tend to forget middle school, which is 2 years long, which is the same situation you often find yourself in.
We are the middle child of education, that's for sure. But I do think that part of what we need to do is to stop making excuses at the community college level, or maybe just step up and say, you know, it's time for us to, you know, rise our star a little bit and really become the economic development engine, the talent development engine, the community engine.
Well, Terry, it's been great to have you. Best of luck in the next phase of your life and your career, and congratulations on your decision.
Steve, thank you so much. It's good to be here.
That's Terry Calloway. He's the outgoing president of Johnson County Community College. You can find more information about our broadcast at kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. And you can follow me at Steve Kraske. Tomorrow on the program, a look at why jazz happened, and we'll talk with Kansas City jazz trumpeter Herman Mahari. Also, Brian McTavish is back with our weekend to-do list. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, and Beth Lipoff. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.